Hello and welcome back once again to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Now here's Pastor Steve.
God does not want His children to wait to experience the power and the blessings, victory, health, joy, success, and the fulfillment of our purpose right now. And He is the one who makes that possible through the fellowship of the Holy Spirit. He sent the Holy Spirit to fellowship with us, to empower us, to lead us, to guide us, to help us to fulfill a supernatural life. In fact, God said in 2 Corinthians 13 and 14, the intimate friendship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Now, while on earth, while Jesus was here, He said in John 14 and 16, I will ask the Father and He will give you another Comforter who will never leave you. He is the Holy Spirit who leads into all truth. In response to His prayer, God sent the Holy Spirit to be your partner and your companion forever. Now, as I stated last time, the Holy Spirit is a person. You know, there's a concerning survey, and let me just read it to you. In 2025, a survey that is, it states 53% of evangelicals agree with the following statement: the Holy Spirit is a force, but not a personal being. The Bible tells us the truth about that. I was really surprised when I read that, because the Bible tells us just the opposite. The Holy Spirit is not a power or an influence or force. He is equal to God the Father and to the Son, Jesus Christ. He's a third person of the Trinity, so I don't know what Bible they're reading from. But the Holy Spirit is divine. He's worthy of our worship, our love, and our obedience. In fact, in Matthew chapter 28, verse 18, Jesus commanded to baptize new believers in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit in Christ. Now, the Holy Spirit possesses all of the divine attributes of God in Christ. He is eternal. He had no beginning. He had no end. I want to give you some scripture verses for this, because obviously the people who participated in this survey, they don't read the Bible. Hebrews 9:14. The Holy Spirit is omnipresent. It means that He is everywhere present. We find that in Psalm 139 and verse 7. The Bible says He is omniscient. In other words, the Holy Spirit possesses all knowledge and all wisdom. He knows the past, present, and the future. This is found in 1 Corinthians 2, verses 10 and 11. And the Holy Spirit is omnipotent. He is all-powerful. He helped God to create the universe and this world, Genesis 1 and 2. The Bible tells us that the Holy Spirit has a personality. He possesses knowledge. Psalm 139 and 1, it says, Lord, You have examined my life and know everything about me. The Holy Spirit possesses a will. 1 Corinthians 12 and 11, it says, He gives to each man gifts as he wills. And the Holy Spirit speaks. In Revelation chapter 2 and 7, it says, anyone with ears to hear must listen to the Holy Spirit and understand what He is saying to the churches. The Holy Spirit can also be grieved. Ephesians 4 and 13, it says, do not grieve the Holy Spirit with whom you are sealed for the day of redemption. And the Holy Spirit is called good. In Nehemiah 9 and 20, it says, you sent your good spirit to instruct them. That word good there means loving, kind, and cheerful.
Folks, the Holy Spirit is the one who confirms that we're actually children of God. In 2 Corinthians 1 and 22, it says, God has identified us as his own children by placing the Holy Spirit in our hearts as the first installment that guarantees everything he has promised us in his word. You see, the Holy Spirit is God. He's not a force. I want to give you another scripture in Acts chapter 5, verses 3 through 4. Now, some of you remember that that has to do with Ananias and Sapphira, a couple who lied to the Holy Spirit. Listen to what the Bible says about that. And this is in Acts chapter 5, verses 3 and 4 and 5. Listen to what it says. Peter said to Ananias, "Why have you let Satan fill your heart? You lied to the Holy Spirit, and you kept some of the money for yourself." They were giving an offering that day and came up and said, virtually, "I am giving the church the money, all the money that I gained by selling my property." In the early church, you could not lie and get away with it because God was listening. It goes on to say in verse 4, "The property was yours to sell, and after selling it, the money was yours to give away." How could you do a thing like this? Listen, you weren't lying to us, but to God. So we see Peter says, you lied to the Holy Spirit. You weren't lying to us, but to God. The Holy Spirit is God. Verse 5 says, "As soon as Ananias heard these words, he fell on the floor and he died. And everyone else in the church was terrified." What a way to receive a morning offering. Now, the Holy Spirit helps us not to lie. The Holy Spirit helps us not to commit sin. And this is a very important point. Some people say, well, what does the Holy Spirit have to do with me? Well, one of the biggest things after salvation that is changing us from being individuals who do not have fellowship with God because of sin, the Holy Spirit joins with our dead spirit and causes our spirit to be reborn. And that's where you get the phrase being born again. Jesus said you must be born again, born of the Spirit, born of the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit not only causes us to be born again, but he also keeps us from committing sin. And this is important for you to understand. You need to go and ask the Holy Spirit if you're having problems with your flesh, "Holy Spirit, help me not to commit that sin. Help me not to fall for that temptation." And when you do it, mean it, because he's going to help you. In fact, the scripture says in Romans 8 and 13, "If you live according to the flesh, you will die." Folks, if you remain in your sin, you're not going to heaven. There are no sinners in heaven. You have got to be forgiven of your sins, and you must repent, which means turn away from them. You can't be committing sin and think you're going to heaven. It's not going to happen. The good news is the Holy Spirit helps you not to commit sin. It says, "If you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Holy Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, then you will live." And listen to verse 14. "For as many as are led by the Holy Spirit, these are truly the children of God." See, many profess that they're a Christian, but the Bible says you must be led and obey the Holy Spirit. So here we're talking about the Holy Spirit this morning, how God wants us to understand how important he is in our lives and how God sent him to help us to make it all the way to heaven. Most Christians live beneath their spiritual birthright, because when you're a child of God, the Holy Spirit is present to impart supernatural potential to achieve divine success. I want you to repeat that after me. Say, the Holy Spirit is present with me to impart supernatural potential to achieve divine success. Now give the Lord a hand of praise, because that is true. God wants you to have divine success. In Ephesians 3 and 20, it says, God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we may ask or think, according to the power that works within us. Jesus identified the Holy Spirit as the one providing that supernatural power. In Acts 1 and 8, Jesus said, you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. Now, that word power in the original language is the word dunamis, and it means special, miraculous power. Look at someone next to you and say, as a Christian, God has given you the Holy Spirit to possess special, miraculous power. I'm telling you what God expects you to understand about the Holy Spirit. We should not be ignoring the Holy Spirit in our lives when He has come to do so much for us. And one of the things is that He's come to give you special, miraculous power.
Thanks for joining us today for A Place to Grow. We hope you're enjoying today's message. Now here's Pastor Steve with an invitation for you.
Hi everyone, this is Pastor Steve. I want to invite you to our Good Friday Candlelight Communion Service, April 3rd at 7:30 p.m. Our annual Good Friday service is one where the presence of God is so real. Many people are healed. Many receive a personal word from the Lord as well. You won't want to miss this special service. Please consider joining us on Sunday for our Easter Resurrection service as well.
Come and be with us April 3rd for our Good Friday Candlelight Communion service. Then join us Easter Sunday at 10 a.m. for a special service as we celebrate together. The church is located in the heart of the Metroplex at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. You can get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Now let's get back into today's message.
It's important that you really understand that you were not created to merely pursue your own desires and dreams. Your purpose is to accomplish a mission from God, equipped with the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit in your life. You're not here on your own. You're here because God sent you here. You're here on a mission. Look at someone next to you and say, you're here on a mission from God. And the Holy Spirit is the only one who can help you to be successful. Now let's give the Holy Spirit a hand. He's the only one. You can't do it on your own. In fact, the Apostle Paul stated in 1 Corinthians 2 and 4, my teaching and my preaching were not with human words of wisdom and persuasion for people, but with the proof of the power that comes through the Holy Spirit. And he goes on to say, this was so that your faith would not be in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. It is time for people to have faith, not in the wisdom of words, but in the power of God. They see God moving by His power. They see God doing something. They see signs, wonders, and miracles. They see people being healed, people being delivered off drugs, people being set free from the devil, people living a life and saying, my God, I didn't know it was this wonderful following Jesus. That's what God wants. And God's going to use us to help people to get there. Jesus said our mission is the same as His mission. In John 20 and 21, He said to His own disciples, peace be unto you, as the Father has sent me, I am sending you. It's important for you to understand, Jesus did not come into this world to take care of everything that needs to take care of to get people born again into the kingdom of God. He came to initiate it. He came to start it. But he's telling us there that even as the Father sent him to start salvation, to bring people into the kingdom of God, it is our job now to continue the mission of the gospel of Jesus Christ, to tell people about being born again, to tell people that God has a purpose and a plan for their lives, that God desires for them to make heaven, not hell, that there are people waiting for their witness, to understand that we are all connected with this whole situation that we find ourselves in the world. We were born in sin. Jesus came. He paid the price. He died in our place, but he's passed the baton on to us to let other people know Jesus Christ is Lord. He is the only way to salvation, the only way to eternal life. That's our mission. This is why you're here. And sometimes it's confusing because we think we're here to fulfill our own wants, our own desires, our own plans. Wrong, wrong, wrong. Jesus said, as the Father has sent me, I'm sending you. The Bible says, then Jesus breathed upon them and commanded them, saying, receive the Holy Spirit. You see, the key to accomplishing your purpose and your destiny is your relationship with the Holy Spirit. You've got to receive him. You've got to have him in your life. You've got to make time for him. He's a person. God's method of salvation for humanity was by sending his son, Jesus Christ, empowered by the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit anointed Jesus to preach the gospel, to perform miracles, to defeat Satan's power, to die on the cross, and to raise from the dead. It's so important for us to see that the Holy Spirit was really involved in every phase of Jesus' life and ministry. Why am I showing you this, folks? I'm trying to show you that the Holy Spirit has a part in your life that is way bigger than what you're giving him. You have got to know the Holy Spirit. You've got to spend time with the Holy Spirit. You have got to allow him to lead your life, to direct your life, to show you this mission that God has for your life. Jesus is our example of the Holy Spirit working through us to fulfill divine destiny. So I want to just show you just how much the Holy Spirit was involved in Jesus' life for the next few minutes. The Holy Spirit, who is omniscient, remember that? He knows everything, past, present, future. He knows history. He began to prophesy hundreds of years before Jesus was born, that is his incarnation, into this world about Jesus coming. It says in Isaiah 7 and 14, it says, therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son and shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God is with us. Isaiah prophesied through the Holy Spirit this scripture 740 years before the birth of Jesus Christ. Prophecy is one of the ways that God lets people know that the Bible is real. The things that God says were not just said yesterday, they were said hundreds of years ago, some 1,000 years ago, and they've come to pass. Scientists are finding this out every day. Archaeologists, they're finding it out every day. Oh my goodness, this is what the Bible says, and now we found proof. The Bible says every word of God is true. Everything that God has said is totally true. The Holy Spirit prophesied Christ's anointing and his ministry 740 years before he even came here. In Isaiah 61 and 1, it says, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings to the meek. He hath sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and the opening of the prison doors to those that are bound. Once again, the Holy Spirit prophesied Jesus' birth 700 years in advance. Malachi chapter 5 and 2, it says, but thou, Bethlehem, thou though thou be little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of thee shall he come forth unto me that is the ruler in Israel, whose going forth has been from old and to everlasting. The Holy Spirit also is mentioned when Gabriel is speaking to Mary, describing how Jesus was to be born to a virgin. In Luke chapter 1 and 34, it says, then Mary asked the angel, how shall this be, seeing I know no man? And the angel answered and said to her, the Holy Spirit shall come upon thee, and the Lord, and the power of the highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also the holy child which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. Are you hearing how many times the Holy Spirit is involved in Jesus' coming? In Luke chapter 3 and 21, the Holy Spirit is again mentioned when Jesus is baptized at the Jordan River. It says, now, when all of the people were being baptized, it came to pass that Jesus was also baptized and praying, and the heavens were open, and the Holy Spirit descended in a bodily shape like a dove upon him, and a voice came from heaven, and it said, you are my beloved Son, in you I am well pleased. It also says that the Holy Spirit led Jesus into the wilderness, and he returned with supernatural power. This is found in Luke chapter 4 and 1. It says, Jesus is led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tested for 40 days. And Jesus, being full of the Holy Ghost, returned from Jordan and was led by the Spirit. The Bible says in Luke 4 and 17, when Jesus returned, that the Holy Spirit had empowered him. Verse 17 actually says, and there was delivered unto Jesus the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives. And then he said to those there, this day is that scripture fulfilled in your ears. Let me give you another scripture. Luke chapter 5 and 17. It mentions specifically that the Holy Spirit moved upon Jesus to heal the people. See, many times we just read the scriptures, but we don't really see the connections, especially the connections of the Holy Spirit being involved through the entire life of Jesus. He was there, just like he is with us, but he wants to take the lead in all of our lives to do signs, wonders, and miracles among the people. Why? To let the people know Jesus Christ is the only way of salvation. The Holy Spirit is supposed to be more just than just a word of knowledge in our minds and the third person of the Trinity. Guys, he's supposed to be your partner, your companion, the one you talk with every day, the one you fellowship with, the one you ask to guide and direct you every day.
Thank you for being with us today for A Place to Grow. If you were moved by today's message, you can download a copy for free by going to our website, aplacetogrow.org, and click on Audio Messages. Our new website makes listening and downloading faster and more simple than ever. And if you would like to help keep this radio ministry alive, you can make a gift offering right there online. That's aplacetogrow.org. Today's message is called Becoming Empowered by the Holy Spirit, Part 2. Now let's pray with Pastor Steve.
Thank you for listening to A Place to Grow. I'm so glad for this opportunity to be able to pray with you. I don't know your needs, but God certainly knows them. So let's pray together. Father, we ask that you would bless every individual in the name of Jesus, your Holy Son. Father, you are a God of blessing. You know the needs of the people today. We believe you today in the name of your precious Son, Jesus.
to meet every need, and we thank you for it in his name. Let's say amen. Thank you for listening to A Place to Grow. God bless you, and keep listening.
Well, we hope you were touched by today's message. We're honored to have you with us and look forward to seeing you at our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. At Spirit Life Church, we strive to create a welcoming and safe space for everyone to experience God's presence. Stay connected with us throughout the week by visiting our Spirit Life Church International YouTube channel and Facebook page, where you'll find uplifting messages and lots more. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. For more details, head to our website at aplacetogrow.org. And don't forget to join us every weekday at 4 p.m. and on Sunday afternoons at 2:30 right here on Bible School Radio, 91.3 KDKR.